This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The roads and the sky are expected to be jammed as millions of us travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. The skies could be more crowded than ever for this Thanksgiving holiday season. The AP's Jennifer King.
The TSA says they're prepared to screen about 18.3 million air passengers during the seven-day stretch, a record number, with Sunday being the busiest at airports. Winter weather, a national shortage of air traffic controllers, and a strike by airline service workers in Charlotte, North Carolina, could affect flights. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker.
We're closely watching the weather, which is, of course, the biggest source of delays. And we'll do our best to work around that.
I'm Jennifer King.
The AAA predicts nearly 80 million Americans will travel between tomorrow and next Monday, most by car. And gas prices are cheaper than a year ago. It's $3.05 a gallon today. A year ago, it was almost $3.26 a gallon. Should the convictions of Eric and Lyle Menendez be re-examined because of new evidence in the case? They were convicted in the shotgun murders of their parents more than 30 years ago in California. Today, a judge will decide what happens next. The AP's Donna Warder.
Last month, prosecutors recommended resentencing Eric, now 53, and Lyle, 56, to 50 years to life, saying the brothers have worked on redemption and rehabilitation and have demonstrated good behavior inside prison. The new sentence could make the Menendez brothers immediately eligible for parole because they were under 26 years old when they killed their parents.
17 people are missing after a tourist vessel sank in the Red Sea, say Egyptian officials. A DHL cargo plane crashed on approach to an airport in Lithuania this morning and skidded into a nearby house, killing a crew member. The cause of the accident is under investigation. This is AP News. Donald Trump's making choices fast for his incoming administration. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
It appears former President Trump is turning to people who were his strongest backers during the campaign. Over the weekend, he named former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his agriculture secretary. She was domestic policy chief during his first term, and the 52-year-old Rollins holds a degree in agricultural development. He's also tapped conservatives who align with the Project 2025 roadmap. Russell Vogt in the Office of Management and Budget, Tom Homan as Border Czar, and immigration hardliner Stephen Miller for Deputy Chief of Policy. Other picks include Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health and Human Services and Fox News Channel host Pete Hegseth as Defense Secretary. Some of these nominations will require Senate approval. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.